Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I try to beat the heat by discussing some of the library's coolest upcoming programs. So crank up the AC and stay tuned. Karen?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
It's been a while because we've got our new co-hosts.
The new younger version of us.
The new younger co-hosts, and I'm sure they are doing a super duper job, but we are not retiring entirely from Library Beat. We are on the JOB.
We are the classic.
Right. We went out delivering this morning.
And burned up. It was very warm outside.
It was very, very warm. We've podcasted about delivery before. That's not what we're really here to talk about. But we are here to talk a little bit about the heat.
Yes.
Because it is
hot.
Insane.
It is very hot out there in the wilderness.
We've had a stretch of 100-plus degree days. So it's important to try to keep your cool. It kind of puts everyone a little bit on edge.
Because everybody's miserable. It's just hot. You walk into a building and it's just hot. It's hot outside.
Right. So we are going to talk today about some cool things you can do at the library to kind of beat the heat.
Stay cool.
Stay cool. Yes. We have tons of programs every month in our air-conditioned
building
facility.
Hope we didn't just jinx us and our air goes out.
My air went out last week.
I know, and I'm so happy you got air.
Yes, I got my air back. If I didn't have air, I don't think I could be here. I don't know what I would do.
Oh gosh, yes.
But I was thinking about it when I was younger, in my mid 20s. I lived in Austin, Texas, and I did not have air conditioning in my home or my car. And I remember it being hot. My friends and I would complain, oh, it's so hot. But somehow we managed.
Yes, I didn't have air conditioning as a child. I didn't have air conditioning until basically I got married.
Yeah.
And I think we got accustomed to it, and now we're accustomed to the cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put me out there now without air conditioning, I would probably just wither away.
Well, and we're a little bit older, too, now. And I think
you are.
We are more vulnerable to the heat.
Yes, and we have to stay cool.
Right. And we serve a lot of older people, too. So if it is super hot.
Come hang out at the library.
Come hang out at the library where we keep it nice and cozy and cool.
We've got two water fountains. We've got bathrooms. We've got books you can read while you're sitting here, newspapers, magazines.
Right. And we do offer curbside service. So if it's too hot to even come in,
we'll bring it to you.
We can bring it out to your air-conditioned car. We've talked a little bit about some of our other remote services. We have lockers around town. We will deliver to your house.
Yes, like we did this morning.
Right, like we did.
It was hot.
Yes, it was very hot. And we have our brand new bookmobile.
Yes, I'm excited over the bookmobile. I've asked James if I could come on one of his bookmobile excursions because I want to learn it. It was fun.
We will definitely do an entire podcast devoted to the bookmobile sometime soon. We're still figuring out the stops for it. The bookmobile is air conditioned as well.
Yes.
So we've taken it to some of these kind of steamy spots. Right now, we're going to the Hot Springs Farmers Market on Saturday mornings. And we're also going to the Hot Springs Village Green Market on Thursday mornings. And we're working on some other stops too. But, it is a challenge taking it out on these hot days. But the nice part about it is if you actually get into the bookmobile,
it is
air conditioned.
Yes.
It feels so good.
Yes.
But mainly we're going to talk about things that people can come here to do to cool down.
We have so many things going on, so many programs and events.
One of our most popular programs that we started, we just had the first one, but it's a continuing series. So if you missed the first one, you could probably come to the other ones, astronomy program.
Yes, that was very popular. There's 7 meetings of the astronomy, the people that put on this program. And you can call the library and sign up for these programs.
Or go to our website.
Or go to our website.
GCLibrary.com.
But it's very popular. I think we had about 60 people for that one, Paul said. Paul did a great job on arranging all of that.
Yeah.
But
we're gearing up for the eclipse next year. Apparently, we're right in the...
We are in...
Prime eclipse zone.
Yes, we are in the eclipse zone.
So people are very interested in learning more about astronomy. I came into the program for just a minute to kind of see what was going on. And we had the shades drawn, and the speaker was projecting something onto the screen. So it was very cool.
Yes. It's been very popular. I've had a lot of people mm-hmm. sign up for it.
So that's a neat one. What other programs do we have? We have Bingo for Books a couple of times a month.
Yes, and I got it all backwards the other day talking to Paul. It's the first Wednesday and the third Monday for Bingo for Books, and it's 1 o'clock, 1 to 3, something mm-hmm. like that.
That's been very popular it through the years.
It is very popular. You can win gift cards or gift certificates to our book sale room, and sometimes he has, like, restaurant gift cards mm-hmm. If you're a winner.
Have you ever won at bingo?
Yes. Not bingo here, but mm-hmm. yes, bingo.
I won, like, $300-something one time.
Oh, I didn't win that much. Yeah. Oh, I yeah. won like a shirt or something.
Yeah, but that is a very popular program, and we always welcome more people. We have our book clubs.
Yes, this, well.
Yeah, we have one that meets every other month on the first Saturday. That's our True Crime Book Club. And then we have one that meets every month on the third Saturday, which is Have Book Will Travel. Yeah. Those were meeting at 12. We're changing our Saturday hours, which I'm super excited about because I work on Saturdays.
Yes,
so
you
it's
do.
Nice
yeah.
to get up early and get the day over with. So we're going to be open from 8 to 1. So our book club time is going to change to 11:15, which is sounds like kind of a weird time, but some of the people in the group have yoga class at 10. So they want to have time to do their yoga and then come to book club.
Good. And we have a core group that come to our mm-hmm. book club. So
we can always welcome more, though.
Oh, yes. And we had a couple from Massachusetts. Yes. Which was a surprise. I mean, that was great. They had a mm-hmm. take on different things. And
yeah.
So, yes, come join us.
Yes, everyone's welcome. We buy about 10 copies of the book each month to give out, but that's about all we can afford. Anyone's welcome to come, but you might not get a free book. You might have to share or check it out.
Or we have it on ebook or
right.
audio. Or
yeah.
And it's adult program, so
mm-hmm,
please, 18 and up, because sometimes the subject matter of the books are, especially the true crime.
Right, and we might want to cuss.
Yeah, when we probably will cuss a lot, but
yeah.
that's okay.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
What other cool activities do we have?
Well, the first Friday of the month, we have drop-in crafts, so that's a good one. And then we
crafternoon,
have
right?
crafternoon, and mm-hmm. then we have it again. I have to get my days straight. On the third Thursday,
is that Crafter Hours?
Crafter Hours. When is Crafter
Hours? I've heard. It looks like yes, the third Thursday. It looks like we've been having trouble kind of getting people to come to Crafter Hours. So we're going to stick with it a little bit longer,
oh, yeah.
but if we can't get the word out about it, maybe after people hear this podcast, Crafter Hours will become our biggest program
yes.
ever.
But those are really fun to come to. You get to do a little craft, and Aubrey is so pleasant.
She is our co-host. We have monthly, I believe it's monthly. They might skip a month every once in a while, but another popular program is our Know It to Grow It with the Master Gardeners.
Yes.
There's one of those coming up on the 26th on a Saturday morning. That one's in person and online, which is kind of neat. So you can really stay cool and just watch it from the comfort of your air-conditioned house.
Or you could come in.
Or you could come in. But those are very popular. People want to learn more about gardening.
That is a very popular program. We have Bluegrass Jam on the first and third Thursdays at 4 o'clock, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep everything straight. It's like the first and third. And,
right.
But, yeah, Bluegrass Jam. And they like to play in the auditorium. However, I love it where they play in the library. I love the music. It's great.
It's a little, can be kind of soothing too.
Yes, and there's no electric guitars or anything.
Right.
Strictly
acoustic, unplugged.
Yeah, they should call it unplugged, like MTV used to.
I think someone's already called something.
Oh.
see, on Sunday afternoons, we have Chess Club. which is kind of neat if you're into chess. That would be a cool way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
And it's just drop-in chess club. You don't have to register or anything.
Right. You know, we used to have Sunday afternoon movies, and I talked to Paul recently. I think we might bring back some movies on a Sunday afternoon.
That would be good.
Yeah. Maybe do like sort of a classic film club once a month. Chris might be involved in that. You know, we talked about movies on the podcast a few weeks back, and he is definitely an expert. And we're just talking about adult programs. This doesn't even get into
children's programs for kids and teenagers.
So our calendar stays pretty booked. So I would advise people to go to gclibrary.com and look at our events, or we have these paper calendars that I'm referring to right now.
I'm trying to look online and see what all we have. We have All Things Fiber, which is on Thursday morning, so you can come in and crochet or whatever they do.
That's group that meets here. Yeah, and they just do all different kinds of crafts that have to do with fiber.
Fiber
crafts. So that's pretty neat. We have a ukulele club.
Second Monday?
Looks like it's second Monday.
Second Monday of the month is ukulele club at 4 o'clock. It is not instructional, so just bring your ukulele and play.
Right. We're also starting guitar classes for adults. Those are going to be on Sunday afternoons, too.
It looks like
the first one is September 10th, so people would still have time to get registered for that.
That's great.
Yeah, pretty neat. I also see on here that our annual Friends of the Library book sale is coming up soon. That's something people get super excited about. It's the 22nd and 23rd of September. So that's something we might need to do an entire podcast about. That's a big deal.
Stay tuned for more on that.
Yes. So what is your strategy to stay cool in these?
Never leave the house.
Never leave the house.
But you have to, because you have to go shopping and all of that fun stuff. You have to come to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hot. My husband works out in the heat, and I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
No.
I guess my strategy is if I have something to do, I try to do it early in the morning.
Yes. Well, I do that all year long because I get up early, so I like doing that all year. This heat is very dangerous, so please come down here. We're not really a cooling center, but you can stay here all day and be entertained. We have puzzles.
Sure.
Pull out a puzzle and do it.
Come chat with Karen at her desk.
Yes. That will be fine. I'll be there at my desk. I have lots of little posters on my little thing. We can talk about some of those. That always gets people's attention, and they ask, well, why do you have this up? Why do you have this up?
Right.
It just brings me joy. We also have Tech Tutor Thursdays. You can go online and make an appointment and bring in your phone and your device, and someone from our IT department will help you with your questions or whatever you're having trouble with. But you go online, I believe, and make an appointment.
Yeah. That's a really great service. And that is a good way to keep cool because you get kind of hot under the collar.
You get frustrated.
When your devices don't work. I got a text from my mom this morning that her phone's not working.
And we couldn't figure it out because she was texting.
Right. Yeah. It worked well enough to text, but apparently there were some other problems.
There's some other issues.
So I think she needs to come to Tech Tutor Thursday.
I think, yes. That would be great for her.
Yes. One other very popular program that we didn't mention is our monthly collaboration with the Garland County Historical Society. Those are probably one of our most popular programs. It looks like the next one is September 12th. It seems like every time we get a huge crowd for that. And Garland County Historical Society always does
a wonderful job.
Yes. Always very interesting topics and very well researched and put together, yes.
But if you have an idea for a program, just let us know. Sometimes we can do it, sometimes we can't. We're always willing to take ideas or comments about our programs.
Talk to Paul mainly. He's Mr. Program.
He's Mr. Personality.
He is Mr. Personality, and he has a great radio voice, and he's probably going to put us out of work.
Probably.
But we'll.
But I hired him, so he can't fire me. I guess he could. I guess he could get rid of me.
Well, Karen, I think we've covered a lot of the cool stuff. I know that there's more cool stuff that we do, but maybe this will get someone a start.
Yeah, we didn't touch the juvenile section or the teen section.
Right.
We don't really know it that well. We know they have a lot of programs, and they're very popular, but we're mostly adult side.
Right.
And we try not to venture over there too much.
Right. All right. Well, Karen, are you going to stay cool this afternoon?
I sure am.
I'm going to stay cool, too.
And so. Hydrate.
Hydrate. I can't say it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.